We're about to introduce you to one tough politician. She's been knocked down countless times and gotten back up, and she's focused her political power on helping women and children. Might sound familiar, but this politician is not in Washington. She's a member of parliament in Islamabad. The World's Carolyn Beeler traveled to Pakistan for our Balance of Power series, which looks at the impact U.S. foreign policy has on women around the globe. And that's precisely the reason why Carolyn ended up speaking with an influential Pakistani parliamentarian.
At a dimly lit welfare center outside of Islamabad, women press their thumbs against a scanner to get their new biometric IDs for welfare payments. The women here are among the 5.3 million in Pakistan who get small cash payments through the country's biggest social safety net. Akhtar Shaheen is a 40-year-old mother of five. She says she uses the money for asthma medicine and school fees for her kids. The program pays women only, and that's by design.
They are treated as heads of household. The money is going to them.
That's the program's head, Marvi Memon. Don't be fooled by her soft voice. She's laser-focused. She never drops eye contact, and frankly, she's pretty intimidating. She says the welfare program she runs is not just about money. It's about raising the status of women, even in their own families.
So when you're treating women as primary members of the household, then their importance in that family kind of increases immediately, and their status improves.
Memon knows what it is to have your status improved. She's the daughter of a powerful politician, and she's a member of parliament in her own right. But she wasn't elected. She was selected by her party for a seat reserved especially for women. She's among a wave of women lawmakers to take office since 2002. That's when Pakistan adopted a quota mandating that parliament has to be 17% women. She says she's been fighting for the rights of women ever since. Her best-known legislation is a 2011 law that established stiff penalties for perpetrators of acid attacks.
We were able to garner support from all women across all parties. So I'm very grateful to the women in those days who came together on this particular issue.
Women make up just 1 in 5 parliamentarians around the world. And quotas like Pakistan's are a way to get more women, like Memon, in the door. But
what we see is that quotas are usually not enough in order to really have the female parliamentarians have an impact.
That's Alexandra Rosen from the Brussels-based advocacy group Women in Parliaments.
We do know that there are a few strategies that have proven successful in terms of female MPs maximizing their power in parliaments. And the first one is networks.
Rosen says women often can't break into the old boys' clubs that help male politicians drum up support for their bills, so new groups can help women. Her foundation is building a network of the world's roughly 9,000 female parliamentarians.
To create this kind of new girls' network to rival those traditional routes to power.
In Pakistan, a kind of new girls network has been given a lot of credit for empowering female legislators. The UN helped start a women's parliamentary caucus in 2008. And shortly after that, parliament passed legislation on domestic violence, workplace harassment, and legal assistance for women prisoners. It's especially hard for women lawmakers to buck the party here in Pakistan because most are appointed by party leadership. But the head of the Women's Caucus, Shaista Pervez, says the caucus is the one place women's issues trump party politics.
This platform is one platform where all party women get together. We try to build consensus, and it's across party. Nobody belongs to any party when it comes on the caucus floor.
But this is politics, where no one ever agrees.
I did not find the caucus effective at all.
Marvi Memon says she got work done not by rallying her sisterhood, but by sitting at the same table as men.
I had to use parliament's main floor, and then the Supreme Court, and then the streets of Pakistan.
Memon's a political fighter, and she doesn't buy the idea that networking is a key to elevating women. She thinks getting hardworking female lawmakers into parliament has been the most important step in pushing against the patriarchy. In that way, she says the quota system has worked.
This crutch that I call a crutch has actually served. Whilst it is a crutch, it is a useful crutch.
A crutch that's landed her in a corner office behind a big desk, expanding a $1 billion program to help more women, while her male secretary brings her tea. I'm Carolyn Beeler, The World, Islamabad.